All right, well, if you remember several years ago, Major League Baseball was captivated by the home run battle between Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa. And at the time, there was speculation as to McGwire using Andro, whether Sosa was on anything. Sosa said, no, I'm just taking vitamins. So there was controversy back then, not quite the serious nature that we're seeing now. But we thought we would get the source on with us. And joining us on the ticket hotline now is the legendary A's and Cardinals slugger, Mark McGwire. Morning, Mark.
Top of the morning to you.
Oh, yeah.
How are you?
I be doing fine. I've been enjoying me life now after baseball.
Yeah? What have you been doing with your life?
Well, I moved back to Ireland, moved back to my hometown.
I didn't know you were from Ireland.
But most importantly, I got off the juice.
Oh, you were on the juice legitimately, huh?
I be so on the juice back then.
Yeah.
I was 6'5", 260 while I was playing.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I've kicked the roids, I'm back down to 6'1", 195.
Oh, man.
I was going so overboard with the steroids.
Were you?
I was injecting me shepherd's pie with over 700 cc's of pig steroids.
Oh, my gosh.
I was what was known as a guy who would wake and take.
Instead of a wake and bake, you're a wake and take.
I would get up and inject mastodon steroids directly into my heart.
Oh, golly.
And then I would go take a long bath soaking in horse testosterone.
Oh, that's weird. You had it bad.
Did you see a lot of this use around you in Major League Baseball with guys like Bonds? Oh, you did?
I did. I certainly did. And I see other guys destroying their life the same way that I did.
Yeah.
My life expectancy will... It's probably about 43 now.
Oh, well, you're coming real close.
I am. And there were many things that I certainly don't miss about being on the roid.
Like what?
Well, I certainly don't miss the bulging red-hot eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see how my eyes stuck out of my face?
Yeah.
It was very strange. It was surprising I could hit the ball because it always looked like I was looking for a fisheye lens.
Yeah, you did. By the way, we're visiting with Mark McGwire from Ireland here on the ticket. You did have a lot of the telltale signs of steroid abuse.
I certainly don't miss having a scrotum the size of a beanbag, I'll tell you that. It was so difficult. There towards the end, I was dragging around that thing back behind me, and I got so bad I had to hire a Dominican to follow me around with a wheelbarrow.
Oh, really?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, bulging me shoulder.
Gosh. I always thought it was the other way around, that you're... testicles shrunk when you're on steroids.
It depends on which kind you're on.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. He was on so many, you know, it just went nuts, I guess.
Yeah.
I think I hated the most was the roid rages. I really hated the roid rages.
You did?
Yes. You fly off the handle on the roids, I tell you.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, you do fly off the handle, so. There was a while there where I would get mad if anyone said a crossword to me.
What would you do to them?
Oh, then I would just yell at them, get in their face and yell and spit.
Uh-huh.
And then it got so bad I would get mad if anyone used conjunctions with me. Then it was articles. And then eventually all words would be off limits and set me off.
Oh, gosh.
I remember one time I got into an argument with my girlfriend at dinner.
Really?
I got so mad I went outside and broke a city bus over my knee.
What?
Another time she told me she didn't like the way my flaming red hair looked, so I went crazy and picked up a building and threw it at her.
Oh, my gosh.
Boy, you were strong.
And we were in downtown, too, so it was very large skyscraper.
Like King Kong.
So what? And me kids. Me kids.
What about your kids?
So. Oh, they've suffered so.
Have they?
One of my kids had his friends over, and they spilled some milk.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went nuts. I grabbed a nearby dairy and threw it into Europe. I'm so happy to be off the stuff, back to a normal life.
I bet.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Just enjoying my easy life. As a matter of fact, later today, all I have scheduled is I'll be tilting back a pint of Guinness with old McDonald. He be having a farm here on the Emerald Isle.
Oh, that's right.
It's just a few doors down.
You eating any fun breakfast cereals these days?
Yes, I've been eating me Lucky Charms. They're magically delicious. Been washing with me Irish Spring.
That's right.
And listening to me U2.
That's right.
And so singing Danny Boy while doing other things that are Irish.
So bottom line, you think Barry Bonds is doing the same things you were doing?
I do think that. I do think it's so, George.
Yeah, that's very sad.
Hey, listen, abusers.
Yeah.
I be out of material.
Okay, we are too. Bye.
Morning, oh. There he goes.